Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. This CD is titled Gopi Lila. It is all taken from the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, compiled by the great sage Srila Vyasadeva and spoken by the great Rasik Vaishnav Shukadeva Goswami to Maharaj Parikshit. This CD, Gopi Lila, contains the six famous Gitas spoken by the Brajagopis, the Gopi Gitas, the six songs that the Gopis sang either in times of union with their beloved Krishna or in times of separation, while relishing the ecstasy of their Shringar Prema, or pure ecstatic conjugal love for Shamsundar, the beautiful, dashing, sweet lord of love. In addition to these six Gitas, the CD contains an additional track titled Kurukshetra Brijbasi Milan, which is the 82nd chapter of the 10th canto, which is titled Krishna and Balaram Meet the Inhabitants of Vrindavan. This track reveals the most amazing meeting of Sri Krishna and the Brajagopis in Kurukshetra before the famous battle and after more than 50 tortuous years of separation from the time that Krishna left Vrindavan and went to Mathura and on to Dwarka. Now we'll speak some small glories about the Gopi Lila and these particular Gitas. Srila Rupa Goswami Pad states in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.2.291 that the practice of Raghunuga Bhakti Sadhana can begin when one has eager craving or strong desire, divine greed, to attain a bhav or feeling similar to some particular residence of Vrindavan, as he calls it, Brajavasi Jana Bhava Labdo, such as Sri Radha and the Gopis in Madhura Rati. And one has also a strong desire to serve Sri Krishna in a similar way that they do. The Nectar Devotion, which is Prabhupada's summary study of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, on page 125, Srila Prabhupada says, quote, "There is a gradual development to become like a particular devotee." End of quote. Srila Rupa Goswami Pad says in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.2.292 that this development and divine greed, they occur by hearing or reading the scriptures. Sri Jiva Goswami Pad says that one should especially hear the Bhagavatam's descriptions, such as the six Gitas of the 10th canto contained here. One should especially hear the Bhagavatam's descriptions of the sweet love and activities of the Brijvasis in order to develop one's interest to practice Raghunuga Bhakti Sadhana. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.2.294, Srila Rupa Goswami Pad says, practicing Raghunuga Bhakti means to live in Brajmandal and be absorbed in hearing topics specifically related to the Brijvasis whom you want to follow, such as Radhika and the Braja Gopis like Lalita, Vishakha, Rupa Manjari, and Rati Manjari. For devotees pursuing Braj Bhakti in the mood of the Gopis' conjugal love, the Srimad Bhagavatam contains six priceless jewels known as the six Gitas or songs of the Braja Gopis. As the Srimad Bhagavatam is the cream of the Vedas, these six Gopi Gitas in the 10th canto are the concentrated sweet burfi of the Bhagavat. Why is it? Why is that, you may ask? In these deeply emotional, love surcharged verses arising from their immaculately pure hearts, the Braja Gopis reveal the topmost ecstatic loving sentiments of Mahabhava, or pure divine love, for their dearly beloved Priyatam Shyam Bhagavan Sri Krishna. These songs, or Gitas, are especially meant for sadhakas desiring to or following the path of Raghunuga Bhakti in pursuance of the Madhura Rati of the Braja Gopis as taught by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Devotees will quickly develop the moods and feeling of the damsels of Braj, Gopi Bhav, by regularly hearing or reading these six songs of love divine. And moreover, since the Braja Gopis are the topmost devotees of Bhagavan Sri Krishna in all of creation, any devotee who daily hears or reads these songs will surely increase his attraction, love, and attachment for our sweet Lord Sri Krishna. While commenting on the divine pastimes contained within these six Gitas, Srila Shukadeva Goswami said in 10th canto, chapter 33, verse 36, people must hear about these pastimes. By doing so, they will become exclusively devoted to Lord Sri Krishna. Now, let's hear a brief outline of these six songs or six Gopi Gitas. 1. Venugit. In these verses, 10th canto, chapter 21, verses 7 through 19, the Gopis describe Sri Krishna's Purvahan Lila, 8:24 a.m. to 10:48 a.m. after Govinda leaves Nandagram in the morning to tend his cows in the forest with his cowherd boyfriends. When the gopis back in the village hear Krishna's sweet flute song echoing and resounding in the distant pastures, their hearts thrill with ecstatic hankering. In response, the lovely damsels of Braj sing about their beloved Shyam, his amazing flute, and Shyam's enchanting pastimes in the land of Vrindavan. Gita number 2, Pranaya Gita. This Gita appears in the 10th canto at the end of the first chapter describing the Rasa Leela, namely chapter 29, verses 31 through 41. After the gopis heard Sri Krishna's flute invitation for conjugal love, they dropped everything in their homes and with their families and ran through the dark, frightening forest to stand right before their beloved Shyam. Yet Shyam appeared to reject them, so the damsels of Braj forcefully expressed their loving sentiments and pure intentions. In these outpourings of the deepest pure love, the Braja gopis reveal a type of sweetness and prema called pranaya. To better understand the gopis' feelings at this time, please attentively read or hear and reflect upon the following passage, which describes pranaya prema, which is the title of the second Gita, Pranaya Gita. Pranaya prema is the mentality of equality and oneness of heart between the lover and beloved. It includes boldness, firm faith and trust, and it is completely free from the slightest scent of reverence. In Ujjwala Nilamani, Srila Rupa Goswami Pad states that pranaya is the fifth stage, rati, prem, sneha, man, pranaya, of ever-thickening sweetness in divine love. In pranaya prem, a lover completely identifies with the beloved, but not like the oneness of the jiva identifying with Brahman and Sayujya Mukti. At this level of pranaya prem, the lover feels that his life, mind, intelligence, body, and garments, pran, man, buddhi, deha, and vesh, are all identical with the counterparts in his beloved. The pranaya premi lovers think, quote, "You are my very pran, and I am your very pran, life force." Thus, in their loving exchanges, there is no hesitation, fear, or distance created by respect. For example, Sri Krishna can place his feet on Radharani's breasts or pass his chewed paw into Radha's mouth without any fear or hesitation. Gopi Gita number 3, the third Gita, Gopi Gita. This is a very famous and popular Gita. Tavakatamritam tapta jivanam jayati tedikam janmanavraja. This Gita, Gopi Gita, appears in the 10th canto at the beginning of the 3rd chapter describing the Ras Leela, namely chapter 31, verses 1 through 19. On the camphor-white, soft sands of the Yamuna's bank, the beautiful cowherd damsels of Braj sang the Pranaya Gita in chapter 29. And this song, Gopi Geet, late in the night, Nisha Leela, 10:48 p.m. to 3:36 a.m. During the course of the Rasa dance pastimes, after Krishna suddenly disappeared from the scene. The gopis, overwhelmed by feelings of separation from Krishna, sat down on the bank of the Yamuna after continuously searching for Krishna for a long time. Each gopi began addressing Krishna. The personal manifestation of all enjoyable tastes, according to her individual mode of ecstasy, and praying for Shyam's merciful darshan. As the pastimes of Krishna spontaneously arose in the minds of the gopis, whose consciousness was fully imbued with Shyam's presence, they sang their song, Gopi Geet, which relieves the agony of those suffering from the burning pain of separation from Krishna, and which bestows supreme auspiciousness. Gita number 4, Yugal Geet. Yugal Geet. This Geet appears in the 10th canto in chapter 35, verses 2 through 25. Every day when Sri Krishna went to the forest, the minds of the gopis would run after their beloved Shyam. While staying back in the village, tending to their chores, the youthful damsels sadly passed the time singing of Krishna's pastimes, while eagerly awaiting Shyam's return. Standing in small groups here and there in Braj, the gopis recited pairs, yugal, of verses describing Sri Krishna's late afternoon pastimes, Aparan Leela, 3:36 p.m. to 6 p.m., when Krishna returns from the pasturing grounds, Uttara Goshta Leela, with the cows and coward boys. The fifth Gita is called Viraha, which means separation, or Viyog, or Vipralamba. The Viraha Gita appears in the 10th canto in chapter 39, verses 19 through 31. Chapter 39 describes how on a dismal day in February, Akrura came to Braj to take the tender boys Krishna and Balaram out of Braj and on to Mathura city for a wrestling match with the fierce and hefty henchmen of the notorious demon King Kans. Priyaji Radha and the other gopis were frightened at the prospect of even the briefest separation from their Priyatam Shyam, who is their very life and soul. So when they heard the news, they became extremely upset and distressed. Their faces turned pale from their heavy breathing, and their dresses, bracelets, and braids began to slip off. When Radhika heard about this, she remembered some of her sweet, intimate moments with Shyam and fainted. Tossed by the high waves of prema, the Brajagopis spent the night in the grips of various emotions like madness and fainting. Losing all external awareness, the Gopikas began to remember Krishna's pastimes. they lamented and condemned the Creator for separating them from Shyam. The gopis said that Akrura did not deserve his name, which literally means not a cruel Krura, since he was actually very cruel to be taking away their dearest Shyam. Due to the intense anxiety of thinking that they may never see Krishna again, the gopis regained external consciousness from their swooning. Thus at dawn, the lovely damsels of Braj thought, "Let us forget our shyness and try to stop our Priyatam from leaving Vrindavan." Then they eagerly gathered in great longing before Nanda's door to express their deep feelings of separation in what is called the Viraha Gita. In Sri Krishna's divine love affairs with Srimati Radhika and the newly married brides of Braj, Brajavadu, there are four types of meeting, or sambhog, and four types of separation, which is called viraha, or viprilamba. When the lovers are separated by a great distance for a long time, it is a type of separation, or viraha, called sudur pravas. In Nectar Devotion, chapter 44, Srila Prabhupada cites Srila Rupa Goswami's Padyavali to describe this separation at the time of Akrura taking them to Mathura. Quote, "Since the inauspicious day when Krishna left Vrindavan to go to Mathura, Srimati Radharani has been pressing her head on one of her hands and constantly shedding tears. Radha's face is always wet now in separation from Krishna, and therefore there is no chance of Radha's sleeping even for a moment. Radharani was always weeping for Krishna because of his separation, and she could not sleep for a moment." And how did Krishna feel in separation? From his dearly beloved sweetheart, Radhika. In the Prahlad Samhita, Uddhava says, he explains, he answers his question, how Krishna felt in Radha's separation after he left Vrindavan. "Lord Govinda, panic-stricken, due to being pierced by the arrows of Cupid, is always thinking of Radharani, and he is not even accepting his regular meals, nor is Govinda able to sleep at night." The Brahmar Gita. This Gita appears in the 10th canto in chapter 47, verses 12 through 20. After Sri Krishna left the gopis and went to Mathura, he sent Uddhava back to Vrindavan with a message to pacify the gopis who were completely distraught in Krishna's separation. When the young maidens of Braj saw lotus-eyed Uddhava, who wore a yellow garment and attractive earrings, they were astonished at how much he resembled Krishna. The gopis brought Uddhava to a secluded place where he could speak to them confidentially. remembering their pleasure pastimes with Krishna, the gopis abandoned all propriety and shyness and loudly cried. At that time, Sri Radha saw a bumblebee and mistook it to be a messenger of Uddhav, or someone very dear to him and Krishna. Completely bewildered by intense pangs of love and separation from Shyam, Divyonmad Mahabhav, Radha spoke to that bee like a mad woman. Although Uddhav tried his best to console the deeply anguished Radharani and the damsels of Braj, who were so anxious to see their dearly beloved Shyam once again, he failed. Rather than helping or pacifying the Brajagopis, Uddhava himself became completely baffled and amazed by the depth and extent of Srimati Radhika's intensely mad love and separation from Shyam. In response, Uddhava spontaneously praised the gopis with prayers of gratitude, glorification, appreciation, and aspiration. Uddhav, the direct disciple of the great Brihaspati, the confidential friend of Lord Krishna, and the wise counselor to the Yadavas, was begging the simple cowherd damsels of Braj to bless him with the dust of their feet, so that in some future lowly birth of his as a creeper on the ground of Vrindavan. It seems this pastime occurred during the morning Purvahan Leela, 8:36 to 10:48 a.m. We sincerely hope that this CD titled Gopi Leela will inspire all the listeners and devotees to cultivate their individual budding attraction to follow the Brajagopis. Jaya Jaya Radhe, Jaya Jaya Shyam, Jaya Jaya Sri Vrindavandham. Jaya Jaya Radhe, Jaya Jaya Shyam, Jaya Jaya Sri Vrindavandham. Jaya Jaya Radhe, Jaya Jaya Shyam, Jaya Jaya Sri Vrindavan. Jaya Jaya Radhe, Jaya Jaya Shyam, Jaya Jaya Sri Vrindavan. Jaya Jaya Shama, Jaya Jaya Shyam, Jaya Jaya Sri Vrindavan. Pavana Radhe, Tero Nam, Pavana Sri Vrindavan. Pavana Radhe Tero Nam, Pavana Sri Vrindavan. Jaya Jaya Radhe, 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 Jaya Jaya Shyam, Jaya Jaya Sri Vrindavan.